Frindle. Chapter 1, Nick. If you ask the kids at the teachers at Lincoln Elementary School to make 3 lists, all the really bad kids are all the really smart kids and all the really good kids. Nick Allen would not be on any of them. Nick deserved a list all of his own. And everyone knew it. Was Nick a troublemaker? Hard to say. This thing for sure. Nick Allen had plenty of ideas, and he knew what to do with them. And he knew what to do with them. One time in third grade, Nick decided to turn Miss Beaver's room to a tropical island. What kid in New Hampshire isn't ready for a little summer in February? So first, he got everyone to make small palm trees out of green or brown construction paper and take them onto the corners of each desk. Miss Beaver had only been a teacher for about 6 months, and she was delighted. That's so cute. The next day, all the girls wore paper flowers. In their hair. And all the boys wore sunglasses and boots. Miss Beaver clapped her hands and said, "It's so colorful. The day has been that Nick turned the classroom thermostat up to about 90 degrees with a screwdriver. He has brought from home all the kids into shorts and t-shirts with no shoes."
What did I say?
And when Miss Beaver left the room for a minute, Nick spread about 10 cups of fine white sand all over the classroom floor. Miss Beaver was surprised again at just how creative her students could be.
But the sand got tracked out into the hallway, where many of the
custodian
did not think it was creative at all, and he stomped right down the office. The principal followed the trail of sand, and when she arrived, Miss Beaver was teaching the hullah to some kids near the front of the room, and a tall, thin, shirtless boy with chestnut hair was just spiking a Nerf volleyball over the net made from 6 t-shirts tried together. The third grade trip to the South Seas ended suddenly, but that didn't stop Nick from trying to live things up. Lincoln Elementary needed a good toilet once in a while, and Nick was just the guy that to deliver it. About a year later, Nick made the great Blackbird discover. One night, Blackbirds give this high-pitched chirp when a hawk or someone other danger comes near. Because of the way sound travels, the hunting birds can't tell where the high-pitched chirp is coming from. The next day, during silent reading, Nick glanced at his teacher, and he noticed that Miss Avery's nose was curved, kind of like the break of a hawk. So Nick let out a high-speed blackbird hoot. Miss Avery jerked her head up and down. Her book, and looked around. She couldn't tell who did it, so she just said to the whole class. A minute later, Nick did it again, louder. This time, there was a little giggling from the class, but Miss Avery pretended not to hear the sound of about 15 seconds later, slowly stood up and walked back of the classroom.
Okay, Peeps, this is good.
Gobble, gobble.
Without taking his eyes off the book and without moving at all, Nick put his heart and soul into the highest and most annoying chirp of all. Oh, Miss Avery pounced. Janet Fisk.
You stop this instant.
Janet, who was sitting four rows away from Nick, promptly turned white.
Hello.
Then bright crimson. But it wasn't me. Honest. There was a catch in Jane's voice that, as if she was night. This is Avery. I knew she made a mistake, and she apologized to Aunt Janet. But someone in class is asking for huge trouble.
I love you,
said Miss Avery, looking more like a hawk every second.
That's awesome.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nick kept reading, and he didn't make us peep. At lunch, Nick and Janet talked to Janet.
I like rappers.
Stop. He felt bad for Miss Avery had pounced on her. Janet lived in Nick's neighborhood, and sometimes they played together. She was good at baseball, and she was better at soccer than most of the kids in the whole school, boys and girls. Nick said, "Hey, Janet, I'm sorry you got yelled at during the meeting. It was my fault. I was the one who made the sound." "You did?" said Janet. "But how come Miss Avery thought it was me?" So Nick told her about the blackbirds, and Janet thought it was pretty interesting.
"I'm not."
Then she tried to make making a piece or two. Higher and squeakier than people do, and Janet's chirps were even higher and squeakier than Nick. She promised to keep everything a secret for the rest of Nick's fourth grade year, at least once a week. Miss Avery heard a loud peep from somewhere in the classroom. Sometimes the high pitch, and yeah, I'm successful and everything. Bye.